Welcome to episode 446 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. A story has five basic but important elements. These five components are the characters, the setting, the plot, the conflict, and the resolution. These essential elements keep the story running smoothly and allow the action to develop in a logical way that the reader can follow. There are some who argue that other components are also critical, like tone, theme, point of view, climax. But let's accept these initial five as the basic building blocks of any good story. The Bible is full of stories that include these elements. David and Goliath, Samson and Delilah, Noah's Ark, Daniel in the lion's den, and we could go on. Written by Luke, the Acts of the Apostles is the fifth book in the Old Testament. At first glance, this second book in a two-book volume could be considered a collection of different stories. The preaching at Pentecost, the martyrdom of Stephen, the dishonesty of Ananias and Sapphira, Paul and Silas in prison, Paul's shipwreck, and as before, we could go on. However, let's consider this book as one big story with many different subplots. Let's begin with the first of the five components, the characters. The cast of characters in the book of Acts is quite numerous and includes Peter, James, John, Stephen, Philip, Paul, Ananias, Barnabas, Silas, James, Cornelius, Timothy, Titus, Lydia, Luke, Apollos, Felix, Festus, Agrippa. That's quite a list. But clearly the most important characters are Peter, Paul, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The Gospels end with Jesus restoring Peter from betrayer to a feeder of lambs and sheep. Just about 6 weeks after Peter denies Jesus and runs away from his Lord, we find him taking center stage in the launching of the Christian church. He presides over the appointment of Matthias as an apostle to take the place of Judas, who had betrayed Christ and later died. It is Peter who first raises his voice and preaches at Pentecost, the day when the church begins its mission to the world. It is Peter who serves as an advocate for the apostles before the Jewish religious court in Jerusalem. And it is he who exercises the role of judge in the disciplining of those who err within the church. The first 12 chapters of Acts are largely about Peter's ministry. Paul enters the narrative in Acts 7 as Saul, a Pharisee who holds the coats of men who stoned Stephen, the first Christian martyr, to death. He then becomes notorious as a persecutor of the early church. He would go from house to house, dragging men and women to prison. But then on his way to Damascus, an oasis city on the edge of the Syrian Arab desert, about 130 miles northeast of Jerusalem, he meets Jesus and has a dramatic conversion experience. He is called as an apostle to the Gentiles, and no one is more effective in sharing the gospel, establishing churches, and codifying Christian doctrine. His name is changed from Saul to Paul, and he ends up writing about half of the books of the Old Testament. The first 12 chapters of Acts report events between the time of Jesus' last meeting with his disciples and the beginning of Paul's work as a Christian missionary. The remaining 16 chapters describe Paul's activities, beginning with his mission to the church at Antioch and ending with an account of his residence in Rome as a prisoner of the Roman government. In Peter's sermon delivered on Pentecost, he proclaims, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." This verse is a short but profound summary of what the early church thought about Jesus of Nazareth. This was who they understood him to be. Peter was simply affirming what Jesus had already declared shortly before his death. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Throughout the book of Acts, the church bears witness to Jesus as both the rejected crucified Christ and the risen exalted Lord. In virtually every major speech or sermon in the book, while the speakers might concede that Jesus was delivered up, rejected, crucified, and killed, they also affirm that Christ's suffering and death brought about the inauguration of the kingdom of God and the fulfillment of his covenant promises. Throughout the book of Acts, we encounter the growing forces which we know today as the church and the kingdom of God. From cover to cover of this book, we see the systematic expansion of the gospel from Jerusalem to most of the Roman world in only a few decades. This level of achievement is frankly not possible through human might and wisdom alone. There must have been another factor driving this growth. That factor is the Holy Spirit, who may have the biggest role in the book. Throughout Luke's narrative, there are references to the promise, gift, outpouring, baptism, fullness, power, witness, and guidance of the Holy Spirit. It would be impossible to explain the progression of the gospel apart from the work of the third member of the Godhead. So those are the characters. What about the setting? The book covers essentially a 30-year time period from sometime about AD 30 to around AD 62. It records the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome, with major stops in various places in Judea, Samaria, Antioch, and the various places where Paul visits as a missionary. Now the plot. Acts is intended as a history of the early church, and it is the most complete and valuable history we have of Christians in the first century. It begins with the ascension of Jesus after giving his disciples the Great Commission. The early chapters, set in Jerusalem, describe the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the growth of the church in Jerusalem, where the early days are characterized by prayer, brotherhood, common ownership, and sharing. Initially, the Jews are receptive to the Christian message, but later they turn against the followers of Jesus. Rejected by the Jews, the message is taken to the Gentiles under the guidance of Paul. The later chapters tell of Paul's conversion, his mission in Asia Minor and the Aegean, and finally his imprisonment in Rome, where the book ends with him awaiting trial. We have reviewed the characters, we have identified the setting, and we have explored the plot. What about the conflict? Well, there are several conflicts. Essentially, the conflicts involve the efforts of the church to spread the gospel under the influence of the Holy Spirit and the resistance they face both externally and internally. After Pentecost, more and more Jews join the new Christian community in response to the ministry of the apostles. However, the increase of the disciples also leads to a problem. A conflict ensues because of the neglect of Hellenist widows in the daily distribution. Other internal conflicts can be explained by pride, spiritual and emotional immaturity, change and inflexibility, abuses of power, church politics, unclear authority, and personality differences. And then there are efforts by the Jewish leaders to undermine the church. There are waves of persecution spurred by Saul in the early days and then intensified under Roman emperors like Nero. There is even a demon-possessed slave girl who seeks to sabotage Paul's ministry. How are the conflicts within Acts resolved? The early conflict over the daily distribution is resolved by choosing 7 leaders to account for the needs of the most vulnerable. Some of the doctrinal differences are addressed in church councils, and even the challenges posed by the slave girl are nullified when Paul casts out the demon that possesses her. But there is no climax to the book of Acts, no final resolution, and no formal ending. The book ends after 28 chapters without coming to an end. That is because God is not done acting. He is still working in and through his people. And although those who were eyewitnesses to the life and ministry of Jesus are long gone, there are new characters and new settings in this story. You and I are living out the subsequent chapters of this book, and we will continue to do so until Jesus returns to take us home. The book of Acts is unfinished. How it ends is up to us. Father, help us to listen when the Holy Spirit speaks to us. May we rely on his power rather than our own. May we act when we are directed to do so, and in acting, may we be effective witnesses to the presence and power of Jesus in our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.